This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, the government today held an all-party meeting to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The meeting was convened by the government to seek cooperation from opposition parties for the smooth conduct of the session. Floor leaders of different political parties representing the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha attended the meeting. Union Minister and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, Jagat Prakash Nadda, chaired the meeting, in which Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were present. Besides, Gaurav Gogoi and Pramod Tiwari from Congress, Supriya Sule from NCP-SCP, Tiruchi Shiva of DMK, Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party, T.R. Balu from DMK and Sanjay Singh from Aam Aadmi Party attended the meeting. Talking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said coordination between the government and opposition is needed for smooth conduct of business.
कई अहम मुद्दे हैं जिस पे सब पार्टी ने अपना विचार रखा है कि सदन में चर्चा होना चाहिए हम तो खुले दिल से चर्चा के लिए तैयार हैं नियम के तहत और परंपरा के तहत हम चलते हैं हम नियम और परंपरा को बहुत अहमियत देते हैं हर विषय को चर्चा करेंगे लेकिन नियम और परंपरा के तहत सरकार की ओर से हम लोग ने सारा पॉइंट्स नोट किए हैं हमने ये रिक्वेस्ट किया है कि सदन अच्छा से चले इसके लिए पक्ष और विपक्ष मिलकर
The monsoon session begins from tomorrow and will continue till the 21st of August. During the session, there will be a total of 21 sittings of both the houses. During the session, important legislations including Jan Vishwas, Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025, National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-nation visit to the United Kingdom, UK and Maldives from the 23rd to the 26th of this month. In the first leg of his tour, Mr. Modi will visit the UK from 23rd to 24th July at the invitation of his UK counterpart Keir Starmer. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold wide-ranging discussions with Prime Minister Starmer on the entire gamut of India-UK bilateral relations. They will also exchange views on issues of regional and global importance. Mr. Modi is also expected to call on His Majesty King Charles III. During the visit, the two sides will also review the progress of the comprehensive strategic partnership with a specific focus on trade and economy, technology and innovation, defense and security, climate, health, education and people-to-people ties. In the second leg, Mr. Modi will be on a two-day visit to Maldives from the 25th of this month at the invitation of the Maldives President, Dr. Mohamed Moiso. He will be the guest of honor at the celebrations of the 60th anniversary of the independence of Maldives. In Vietnam, the death toll in the tragic capsizing of a tourist boat has climbed to 38 in Ha Long Bay. Search and rescue operations continue for those still missing. The incident occurred yesterday when the vessel encountered a powerful storm that swept through the area, causing it to lose contact with authorities before sinking. In sports, at the ongoing fourth-ranking wrestler series underway in Budapest, Hungary, Indian women grapplers bagged a silver and a bronze medal yesterday. Priya Malik demonstrated exceptional skill in the 76-kilogram weight category, winning a silver medal after losing a close contest against Brazil's Martins Machado 3-4. Asian champion Manisha added a bronze medal to the tally, emerging from the repechage. Manisha defeated Kristina Sazkina in the bronze medal bout. India now have an overall tally of 8 medals, including 3 gold, 2 silver and 3 bronze. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Kerala and coastal Karnataka today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue in these areas, including Tamil Nadu, for the next 6 days. There's forecast of heavy rainfall in Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim during the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.